The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of this show may contain pre-recorded information.
Don't touch that dial. It's the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson.
Joining me this morning, South Carolina Senior Senator Lindsey Graham. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your morning with us.
Glad to be with you.
Congressman William Timmons, welcome in.
Good morning, Joey.
Ross Turner represents Senate District 8 in Greenville. Welcome in, Senator.
Thanks for having me. Good morning, Joey.
Get caught up on what happened while you were sleeping with breaking news, weather, and traffic. Welcome to the Morning Answer with Joey Hudson, live from the WeSellKiowa.com studios on 94.5 The Answer.
It is 6:06 on this Thursday. Glad to have you in. President Biden visited Florida yesterday to survey the damage brought on by Hurricane Ian. He got caught. I guess he thought he was sort of joking in an explicit hot mic conversation with one of the local officials. Here's your president. Of course, we can't air what he actually was saying. What you heard there, and you have to listen very carefully because he was mumbling as he often does. But here's the interpretation. Biden was talking with Fort Myers Beach Mayor Ray Murphy when he said, "No one F's with a Biden." The president just laughed. Then the mayor replied while laughing as well with his own profanity, saying, "Yeah, you're so GD right." I mean, here you have two grown men, I guess, trying to outcurse one another. I don't know. I've never understood people, particularly two people in those types of positions, using that type of language and what exactly you're gaining there, what you're accomplishing. The president and first lady visited Fisherman's Wharf in Fort Myers. And, you know, Fort Myers was pretty much devastated. If you've ever been to Fort Myers, it's really sort of a barrier island type situation. You had to cross over a bridge across the intercoastal waterway to reach Fort Myers Beach. So it's just a sliver of an island there that was hit hard and is pretty much gone. Standing with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Biden says that he plans to make sure that all Floridians get the help that they need.
Today, we have one job and only one job, and that's to make sure the people of Florida get everything that they need to fully, thoroughly recover. We're here today because we wanted to tell you in person that we're thinking of you, and we're not leaving. We're not leaving until this gets done.
We're not leaving till this gets... Well, look, I'm glad that he finally has accepted the attitude that it doesn't matter what party you represent or what party you support, Republican, Democrat. He was standing there again beside Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. DeSantis, of course, a very frequent critic of Biden. And they could end up facing off against one another in 2024. I still can't believe that Biden will run. I just can't imagine that he will. I can't imagine that the Democrat Party will nominate Joe Biden for another term. But, you know, Ron DeSantis very well could be the GOP nominee, or at least on the GOP ticket. Some people are thinking a Trump DeSantis ticket is the dream ticket. But DeSantis praised cooperation at all levels of government, saying that because of that cooperation, they were able to cut through some of the red tape and help Floridians the way that they should be.
One of the things that you're seeing in this response, we are cutting through the bureaucracy. We are cutting through the red tape, and that's from local government, state government, all the way up to the president.
By the way, one quick note, it's not the first time that Joe Biden has been caught on a hot mic with his filthy mouth. Back in, I guess it was 2009, 10, somewhere in that range, then President Barack Obama was signing the Affordable Care Act into law. Biden turned to him and whispered, "This is a big, you know what, deal." I mean, he likes that F word for some reason. Many times he has used it. I guess it makes him feel big, like a big boy or something. I don't know. Again, I've never understood adults using that type of language. Also, one other note on Biden's Florida visit. The president used part of his remarks in Florida yesterday to blame Hurricane Ian on human-caused climate change, despite recent pushback by the experts saying that climate change had nothing to do with Ian. But here's Joe Biden making those claims, trying to build his case for, I guess, the electric vehicle and all the other things that we use, because as he was in Florida, OPEC was having their own meeting. I'll give you the details of that as well.
We're in a situation where the Colorado River looks more like a stream. There's a lot going on. And I think the one thing this has finally ended is a discussion about whether or not there's climate change and we should do something about it.
Yeah, this is climate change. Well, he's about the only one, other than some of his progressive buddies, the experts, the people who should know, have been very clear that they don't think Hurricane Ian had anything to do with climate change. But you do have the some of the left-wing commentators, some of the more progressive members of Congress. Senator Amy Klobuchar, for example, even appeared to suggest that voting for Democrats would help avoid hurricanes. I mean, you're right. You heard me right. Klobuchar really suggested that if you vote for Democrats in the midterms, well, we don't have to worry about hurricanes anymore because they're going to take care of them. The Democrats have the solution. They can keep future hurricanes from hitting our country, I guess. Many of the experts take issue with that. Jamie Rome, the acting director of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, at the National Hurricane Center, told CNN in an interview just prior to Hurricane Ian making landfall that he doesn't think you can blame climate change for any one event. Listen to this exchange as CNN's Don Lemon tries to get Jamie Rome, this expert, to concede that the hurricane was caused by climate change when he just won't do it.
Can you tell us what this is and what effect climate change has on this phenomenon?
Well, we can come back and talk about climate change at a later time. I want to focus on the here and now. We think the rapid intensification is probably almost done. There could be a little bit more intensification as it's still over the warm waters of the eastern Gulf of Mexico, but I don't think we're going to get any more rapid intensification. If you look here, you can actually see, pretty interesting for your viewers, you can actually see a second eye wall forming around the inner eye wall, and that's basically the second eye wall has overtaken the original eye wall, and that should arrest development.
I'm just trying to get that. You said you want to talk about climate change, but what effect does climate change have on this phenomenon that is happening now? Because it seems these storms are intensifying. That's the question
here. I don't think you can link climate change to any one event. Okay. On the whole, on the cumulative, climate change may be making storms worse, but to link it to any one event, I would caution against that.
That wasn't the answer Don Lemon was looking for. You know, we all know, and you can read your history books, we've been having hurricanes for hundreds of years. The problem is we just have more people actually living on the beaches who are affected by these. We have a 24/7 news cycle that documents the horrific damage. We have drones flying over the damage. You know, a few hundred years ago, you wouldn't have had all those people and buildings on Fort Myers Beach to be destroyed. I guess people were smarter back then. I don't know. And also, a recent NOAA study similarly concluded that it was premature to conclude with high confidence that human-caused increasing greenhouse gases have had any effect whatsoever on hurricane activity in the Atlantic. But that's not what the progressives on the left want to hear. That's not the message they want to hear. 877-235-9405. Glad to have you in on this thankful Thursday. While Biden was in Florida, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, the organization that we affectionately know as OPEC, announced that they're going to cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day. White House officials said that they were, quote, disappointed by the short-sighted decision, but industry leaders appeared to mock the president in response. The U.S. Oil and Gas Association tweeted yesterday, the White House has one option left, and it is the one option they should have never turned away from in the first place, the U.S.-based oil and gas industry. Life comes at you fast, they tweeted. You ready to pay $5 a gallon for gas again? You know how Biden's been bragging about he's brought the price of oil down? Well, I'm convinced that OPEC is doing this sort of as a stick in the eye of Joe Biden. They're doing this because they dislike Joe Biden so. And they also know the effect that it can most likely have on the midterm elections. 877-235-9405. Hope you'll join the conversation on this thankful Thursday. It's 617 on The Morning Answer.
It's The Morning Answer, a 94.5 The Answer.
Whether you're a contractor or do-it-yourself type, when it comes to natural stonework and hardscaping, there's only one team that you need to know about, and that's the team over at Big Rock. If you're ready to get started on that outdoor project, outdoor patio area, redo the pool area now that you've closed the pool down for the season, an outdoor fireplace or a fire pit, the team at Big Rock, they're there to help you every step of the way. Our homes are our biggest investments, according to Realtor.com, and we want the outdoors to blend seamlessly with the indoors. So that's why you need to call on the team at Big Rock to help you get started on that project, because that's what they've been doing many, many years now, supplying customers all over the Southeast with the best variety and the best quality of stone, as well as that expert service and advice. So whether you're an architect, a builder, or a contractor looking for a new source for natural stone and hardscape, or you're a do-it-yourselfer, you like to work in your own home's backyard, the team at Big Rock, they can help you do all of that. Run by, check out the Big Rock showroom, or find them online at GoBigRock.com, GoBigRock.com. It's 619.
Back to The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
It is Thankful Thursday. We'll spend some time today talking about what you're thankful for. At 7:30, we'll spend some time with Diane Hardy with the Mom and Pop Alliance of South Carolina. This is a great organization working to make South Carolina a better place for small local businesses. Of course, in the 8 o'clock hour, it's Thursday, so we'll check in with Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, and we'll wrap things up with Mike Gallagher around 8:50 or so. Also, in addition to it being Thankful Thursday, today is Bring Your Bible to School Day. Approximately 500 students across the country will exercise their constitutional right to take their Bibles to school and share their beliefs with fellow students as part of Focus on the Family's Bring Your Bible to School Day event. Since the event's inception in 2014, participation has exponentially grown, and students have been encouraged to boldly live out their faith, express their religious liberty, and have a positive influence on their peers. Focus on the Family says this event empowers Christian students of all ages to speak God's grace and truth into the culture around them, starting with two simple steps: taking their Bibles to school and sharing what God's Word means to them. So if you're a school-age student or you have a school-age student in your home and you're headed to school this morning, don't forget your Bible. Take your Bible to you. Also, we're going to talk a little this morning about the FBI's National Instant Criminal Background Check System quietly implementing a new change in how they process applications for guns. Now, we know about the changes that the credit card companies have made when you charge a firearm to your Visa, for example. It's now, rather than just a generic merchandise code, they're going to be able to see that you purchased a firearm or firearm related like ammo and supplies. Well, now the FBI's National Instant Criminal Background Check is interpreting a new law to make sweeping changes that has gun rights groups pretty alarmed, as they should be. Federally licensed firearm dealers are now required to provide the FBI with a personal address of any individual who attempted to purchase a firearm but were denied or delayed. In turn, the FBI must now provide details of the failed transaction, not only those denied but those delayed, and the personal information of the rejected individuals to local law enforcement, which raises fears of greater government infringement on the Second Amendment, as you can imagine. And again, it's not just those who fail the background check, but if it's delayed. And from what I'm told and what I've read, it's not unusual sometimes for one of these background checks to be delayed slightly. So your name and your address are going to be sent over to the local law enforcement officer and the FBI. Now, what good could possibly come from that? Why do they need that information? Also, a bit of a deja vu. Remember when the National School Boards Association sent a letter requesting the DOJ to investigate parents as domestic terrorists? Well, this time it's the American Medical Association asking the DOJ to investigate alleged disinformation campaigns against transgender surgeries for minors and the doctors and hospitals who are performing them. I mean, this is just truly a deja vu. You're not going to believe the letter that the American Medical Association sent to the Department of Justice. We're going to cover all that, plus your phone calls and your comments. 877-235-9405 is how you join the conversation. Option one, Tommy puts you in queue. We'll talk as time permits. Option two, leave a quick message, and like many of you are, and I'll get you caught up here in just a minute, your comments are welcome on the Big Rock text line. For all your natural stone and hardscape needs, visit GoBigRock.com. Speaking of the changes with the federal firearms, the number of concealed weapons permits issued across the country has literally soared over the past few years. And it's not surprising with the way the rate of crime has increased. People just simply want to protect their families. It's just that simple. Well, if you haven't gotten your concealed weapons permit yet because you just don't have a Saturday, a full Saturday to devote to it, our friends at CNC Indoor Range, the Morning Answers premier gun shop, they have a solution for you. Go to ccindoorrange.com, select the training tab, and you'll see the option for the split training. You can start the program, start the class on a Tuesday evening, and then come back on Thursday and finish it up. This allows you to get your CWP. And remember now, I know the South Carolina law changed. We have open carry in South Carolina now, but you still have to have your concealed weapons permit to do so legally. So they're offering this split South Carolina CWP course where you can take it in two nights rather than give up a full Saturday because you got to rake leaves or cut the grass or something. It's just another example of how CNC Indoor Range caters to the customers that they serve. So if you've been thinking about getting your CWP permit, like a lot of other Americans have, then register online today. These classes fill up pretty quickly. Go to ccindoorrange.com, select the training tab. And by the way, while you're looking at the CWP class, look at some of the other great training opportunities that CNC Indoor Range gives you. Better yet, just stop by 8287 Asheville Highway in Spartanburg. Stop in, tell them I sent you, and stock up on your ammo while you're there. They have some great prices on ammo as well. CNC Indoor Range. Find them at ccindoorrange.com. It is 6:30 on The Morning Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.